Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. This is the promise of God to restore Israel, to restore his people to the land that he had promised them. And it speaks of a future restoration, and it all happens at once. God has already brought them back into that land from the four corners of the earth. Now, there are those that would say, if God does it, then there's going to be some other things that happen. They will happen. They will be fulfilled in the days of the kingdom, in the days of our Lord. But right now, we see the beginning of that already, that he had brought them back. And, to look at this and for the Lord to say the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt. That's another great way of saying this land is flowing with milk and honey. It is full. I want us to just look at this and see some things that the Lord wants us to know about the days of the restoration of Israel. Days, listen, that you and I are blessed enough to see with our own eyes. I mean, before 1948, there was no land of Israel. That was a history lesson. That was something that used to be like Babylon, like many others that had came. The Roman Empire. Those were history of what used to be, but is no more. But in 1948, God gave those people that land back. Allowed them to come from the four corners, just as God said that they would. If you read chapter number 9, he talks and he gives, several several things that he talks about in this chapter. He said, I saw the Lord standing upon the altar. And he said, smite the lintel of the door and the post, that the post may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them. And I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt. And all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like a flood, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and hath founded his troop in the earth, and that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Saith the Lord. Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kephthah, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations. There it is. Like God sifting the seed or the flour. Some's going to fall here and some here and some here and some here. I mean, among everybody. God said, I'm not going to utterly destroy them. I'm going to sift them among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day, now here's where it gets interesting. And here's where I want to pick up. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. He's talking about a time, the time of the kingdom here, immediately, that God was going to raise up the tabernacle of David. I mean, God had told him there wouldn't fail a man to set upon the throne of Israel. Yet, for 2,000 years, they've not had a king. They've not had a temple. They've not made a sacrifice. Are you listening? And the Lord said that I will raise up his ruins and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom. You know what that is? That's a part of where them Palestinians are right now. That's a portion down, if you look at Israel, it'd be down to the right side in the bottom, connected to what would be to the land of Judah. And in the land of Judah is where that Gaza Strip is. and Edom's over here on the other side. And God said they're going to possess that. Now look what he said. That they may possess the remnant of Edom in verse 12. And of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, then that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt, and I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel. See, it almost looks like he's going to set up the kingdom, then bring them. When you look at prophecy, you have to know that God most of the time does not set it down in our eyes in a step, like in order. He may be talking about something that's going to happen first, last. And he may be talking at the very first of something that's going to happen at the last. Does that make sense? But you have to, that's where you have to study to show thyself approved, and you have to see God's order of time and God's plan of the last days and what the Lord is going to do. So he says there is a day that he's going to bring them. The captivity of his, and build the waste cities. He's done that. He's done that. They're not possessing Edom yet. The Lord has not let them possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen. God has not raised up the tabernacle of David yet. That has fallen. But here's what I want you to know. Here's something that you need to see. That this, something is going to happen right here in prophecy before the Lord does this. Look at verse 11. He said, In that day, what day? The day of the previous verses. He said, for lo, I will command and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations. So they're scattered. Like as corn is sifted as a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. God's eyes are upon the Gentile, upon Israel scattered. And we're fixing to get into a prophecy that was quoted in the book of Acts, I believe chapter number 15. So he says here in Amos, in that day, and in verse 13, behold, the days come. So now, in verse 11, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. Before that can happen, turn to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter number 15, verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. Look at this. After this, after what? After God, in verse 14, did visit the Gentiles and takes out of them a people for his name. After the days of the Gentiles, after every last Gentile has been called into the church, After this, verse 16, I will return and I will build up the tabernacle of David. Now, verse 11, back in Amos, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David. That can only happen when God is done calling out a remnant of the Gentiles. God's got to save as many Gentiles as going to be saved. There has to be a rapture before the Lord, are you listening to me, restores that kingdom again, that tabernacle of David. There has to be. You've got to realize that when you're looking at this prophecy, that the Lord's making a promise to Israel to restore, but He's also letting us know that there's something going to happen for us before that can happen. And to these agree the words of the prophets, he said. After this, after taking the people of the Gentiles, that's what he was talking about in the book of Acts. I will return and I will build again the tabernacle of David. I'll build again the ruins thereof and I will set it up. The prophets agree that the tabernacle of David will be set up again. And in Acts 15, it's clear that it'll not be until after the rapture of the church. Look at it. Acts 15:14. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. After this I will return. After God takes out of it a people, takes out of the Gentiles. That's rapture language. Not take from among them, but takes out of them a people for his name. You may not see that, but this is as clear as I can be to me. I think most of you see it. So the prophets agree then that God is going to set up that tabernacle after the rapture, after the taking out of the Gentiles a people for his name. And it's clear that that's not been fulfilled yet. Now, when Simeon had made the statements in the book of Acts about the time of the destruction of Jerusalem and the dispersion of Israel from among the nations, and that references Luke chapter number 21. Since A.D. 70, that's when Titus came in and overran Jerusalem, the Jews have not had a kingdom with a king. That's when they came and they flattened everything. Until that time, Jesus himself had went in there. Remember, he overturned the money changers? Said, you've made my father's house, which shall be of all nations, a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. They had a temple there, but all of those stones, not one, was left upon another. And so they didn't have a temple. They didn't have a king. David's tabernacle, listen, there are those, and you can read scriptures in the book, you know, in the Old Testament, Isaiah 9, Isaiah 16, Jeremiah 30, Ezekiel 34, Ezekiel 37, I think Hosea 3, you can find where it talks about David being upon the throne. As if during the millennial, Christ is going to allow David to be the king in Israel again. Some men believe that. Some don't. I'm telling you as your pastor, I've always believed that Christ would sit upon the throne. Because he is the son of David. And you know, when you talk about, you know, Israel, a lot of times God, when he's talking about Israel, he's speaking of Jacob. Or when he speaks of Jacob, he's talking about the nation of Israel, not the person of Jacob himself. So it only tends to lean my mind that when if God is talking about David ruling, that he may be talking about the son of David, Christ. Amen. Anyway, I think I've said something about that before here. There's a lot in the prophecy of the when the Lord comes and sets up his kingdom. His kingdom. His kingdom. Why would I let somebody else sit on that chair if it's my kingdom? Anyways, that's just me. That's just me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. So God's going to set up the king and the kingdom. And he's going to do that, but not before he calls out. Listen, church, I really have just been on the edge of excitement thinking, Lord, the rapture could take place just any day now. It really could. Listen, if God spoke everything else, and everything else has come to pass just the way that God said, and you'd have to be blind not to see that verse 14 of Amos 9, it's already happened. God has already brought them from the four corners of the earth. The World Council allowed them to come over there and inhabit their old land again. Now people saying they came and stole it. They hadn't stole it. It's theirs. But now listen to what I'm saying. They made it to where any one of them that was a Hebrew or a Jew, no matter where they were, they would help fly them to move back into the land of Israel. They wanted their people to come back. And they started coming back by the thousands and by the thousands and by the thousands. And there's still Jews living around the world. But there's a nation of them right over there. And just think about it. The Lord's going to deal with them people. Maybe some of them that's alive right now, I've wondered. I mean, listen, if the Lord come right now, somehow Benjamin Netanyahu's going to be involved in end time prophecy. He already is and may not even know it. I mean, they are every prime minister they've had since 1948. Everything they've done to get established as a nation, and God promised this, I will plant, verse 15, I will plant them upon their land. Get that. 10 tribes left to whom Amos was a prophet right here at this time. In what was known as the land of Palestine is their promised land. and it'll never be taken from them again. Look what God said. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. They can scream from the river to the sea all they want. God ain't gonna never let them be pulled up out of that land again. They're planted there. And their roots run deep. Nobody's gonna be able to pull them out of there. Not all of the nations of the world could pull them out of there. I tell you what. Because they're God's chosen people and God has a plan, not because they're saved, but because they're God's chosen people and God has a plan for them. He's already brought them back and He's got a plan to keep them there and to set up His kingdom there. So whoever fights against them is going to find themselves fighting against God. Think about that. Verse 11, in that day, remember the book of Acts 15, the prophecy that he refers to right here. You remember that. Before he does that, before he sets up that kingdom, he's got to call out of the Gentiles a people for his name. God, let us know you're going to be called out of here before that happens. Amen. Bless His name. I love good Bible prophecy. I want you to stand this evening.